Can All Be Prophets? Chapter 5. Ellen G. White, in 1894, discusses the basic question. From time to time, reports come to me concerning statements that Sister White is said to have made, but which are entirely new to me, and which cannot fail to mislead the people as to my real views and teaching. A sister, in a letter to her friends, speaks with much enthusiasm of a statement by Brother A.T. Jones, that Sister White has seen that the time has come when, if we hold the right relation to God, all can have the gift of prophecy to the same extent as do those who are now having visions. Where is the authority for this statement? I must believe that the sister failed to understand Brother Jones, for I cannot think that he made the statement. The writer continues, Brother Jones said last night that is the case, not that God will speak to all for the benefit of everyone else, but to each for his own benefit, and this will fulfill the prophecy of Joel. He stated that this is already being developed in numerous instances. He spoke as if he thought none would hold such a leading position as Sister White had done and will still do. He referred to Moses as a parallel. He was a leader, but many others are referred to as prophesying, though their prophecies are not published. These ideas in relation to prophesying, I do not hesitate to say, might better never have been expressed. Such statement prepare the way for a state of things that Satan will surely take advantage of to bring in spurious exercises. There is danger, not only that unbalanced minds will be led into fanaticism, but that designing persons will take advantage of this excitement to further their own selfish purposes. Jesus has raised his voice in warning. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. If any man shall say to you, Lo, here is Christ, or, Lo, he is there, believe him not, for false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders, to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things.